Describing land. All real estate conveyances must contain a legal description of the property. A legal description is one of such certainty and accuracy that an individual can go to the ground and identify the land. There are several acceptable types of legal descriptions. Descriptions of real estate serve to identify corners, boundaries, and quantity of land. Small tracts of land may be measured in square feet. For example, the lots in a subdivision might be 9,000 square feet in size. Larger tracts of land are measured in acres, such as 1.5 acres or 500 acres. 1 acre of land contains 43,560 square feet. To convert acres to square feet, simply multiply 43,560 by the number of acres. To convert square feet to acres, divide by 43,560. For example, to convert 2.5 acres to square feet, 2.5 multiplied by 43,560 equals 108,900 square feet. To convert 245,390 square feet to acres, 245,390 divided by 43,560 equals 5.633 acres. A surveyor will determine the legal boundaries of a property for ownership. Surveyors establish boundary lines between tracts of land and locate existing or proposed improvements on a parcel of land. The survey will also indicate the location and size of setbacks, encroachments, easements, flood zone boundaries, and roads adjacent to or crossing the property. A survey is an essential piece of a real estate transaction because lenders generally require boundary coverage. Several situations necessitate a survey: division of property between multiple owners, partition, the sale of a portion of an existing tract of land, real estate development for the construction of roads, homes, and shopping centers requires accurate surveys on the ground to locate the new improvement. A requirement by the buyer or lender that the exception to encroachments, etc., discussed above, be amended to read shortages in area, or a settlement of boundary line disputes between neighbors. The Texas Board of Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors, PELS, licenses and regulates registered professional land surveyors, RPLS, in Texas. Only those currently licensed as a registered professional land surveyor may provide land surveying. Meets and bounds. The meets and bounds description uses terminal points and angles to describe a parcel of land. The meets and bounds description has a point of beginning on the ground and generally starts with the words, "beginning at a point." The point of beginning in your module is in the upper left corner of the survey. The survey contains several calls that go in a clockwise direction around the boundary of the property. The written meets and bounds description matches the survey in your module. A complete description will usually include the sketch of the property along with the written description of the property. Note that the survey also includes information relating to roads, driveways, fence lines, easements, and other improvements. The last call in the description returns to the point of beginning. This method is the oldest and most common method of land description and was used in the original 13 colonies. Meets and bounds descriptions are the most commonly used descriptions in states that do not use the government survey system. When surveying a tract of land, the surveyor often puts corner boundary markers or stakes in place. A permanent marker installed on the land by a surveyor is called a monument. Monuments are often the reference point for the beginning of a meets and bounds survey. A monument may take many forms. Some are placed by surveyors of government land, such as the one in your module. Others may be iron rods, wooden sticks, rocks, trees, or any number of items used by the surveyor to mark a corner. As illustrated in the module, the meets and bounds description is most often used to describe rural properties that are not situated in subdivisions. Small tracts of land situated in urban areas may also be described by meets and bounds, making the method suitable for properties ranging from a fraction of an acre to thousands of acres of land. Meets and bounds descriptions are the most commonly used descriptions in states that do not use the government survey system. the meets and bounds description has several flaws that cause problems in transactions. Trees, which are often used as monuments, are removed or die. Stream beds or other natural features that are part of a description may move. References to other surveys may be inaccurate. Accurate surveys in rough terrain are an issue. Despite these deficiencies, the meets and bounds method and the government survey system are used throughout the United States. Did you know? Meets refer to measurement, distance, while bounds refer to direction. Thus, meets and bounds provide the distance and direction of a tract of land. The meets and bounds method of land description was used in the original 13 colonies and states where land was described before the U.S. Congress passed the Land Ordinance of 1785. After that, surveyors described lands west of the Appalachian Mountains using the government survey system, rectangular survey system. States that use the meets and bounds method of land description include Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Georgia, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Virginia, Maryland, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Vermont, West Virginia, Tennessee, Hawaii, Texas, New Mexico, and Maine. LOT and BLOCK. Commonly used in residential subdivisions and commercial developments, the lot and block method of describing land most often refers to a recorded map or plat. When a developer acquires a tract of land for subdividing, the developer will design the new subdivision and lay out the streets, lots, utilities, common areas, and easements. With the approval of local planning authorities, a plat will be filed in the county in which the subdivision is located. The plat will include the location and dimensions of each lot in the subdivision. Each lot is assigned a lot number, and the number, often along with the section and block number, becomes the legal description of the property. The developer will also file a number of additional items, including a dedication document granting the streets and other public areas to the city or county. The developer will also file restrictive covenants that control the use of the property in terms of architectural style, setbacks, landscaping, and minimum square footage. Restrictive covenants are also referred to as deed restrictions or covenants, conditions and restrictions CC and RS. Maps which show the layout of a subdivision, including lots, blocks, tracts, sections, and streets, with the dimensions stated as in your module, are recorded when the subdivision is developed by indicating a lot and block number for a particular property. One can go to the recorded map and find the property. Lot and block is the most common type of property description used in subdivisions.